Let's bring you some more. As I always say on this program, as and when things happen, news breaks, we will bring it to you. We'll keep you bang up to date with everything you need to know around Essex. And this is something that's just emerged in the last few hours, actually. So let's get some reaction to it and perhaps your thoughts as well. It concerns Thurrock. Thurrock. How is the traffic around Thurrock these days? Do you still get stuck at the bridge across to Kent or at the tunnel on the way back? There have been significant delays, particularly coming from Kent into Essex in recent weeks. It's nearly 10 years since proposals for a new Lower Thames crossing were first announced, but still nothing has been built. And today, Highways England has announced another consultation. This time, the community impact consultation will seek views on things like changes to traffic, air quality, noise, and the environmental impact. So, simple question now, do you want a new Lower Thames crossing or not? Let me know your experiences of the M25 in this particular stretch and part of Essex. 0800 111 40 41 is my number. Laura Blake is from the Thames Crossing Action Group. We broke the news of this latest consultation to her this morning. So, Laura, you found out via us. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, exactly, Ben. Good morning. And big thank you to you and your team for alerting us to this news, because up until that point when we got the call from your researcher, we knew nothing about this announcement that had been made today. In fact, it's only been in about the last 20 minutes that Highways England have done the courtesy of sending us an email to provide us with these details. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that information with us. Obviously, we're very keen to find out more details about this consultation and exactly what changes or what they're going to be asking us so that we can actually respond and encourage others to respond to it.
What? Well, you've had 20 minutes, Laura, and consultations can be quite long. So, I mean, what's your initial thoughts when you heard and we told you that there was another consultation? What were your first thoughts?
It's been highly anticipated for a while that there would be another consultation, especially after all of the inadequacy of consultation reports that the local authorities sent into the planning inspectorate when Highways England submitted their DCO last year. People might remember that it was actually had to be withdrawn because the planning inspectorate were going to refuse it if they didn't withdraw it because of the lack of adequate information and also because of inadequacies of consultation. So we anticipated it was coming. What the content of it will be is yet to be seen. Obviously, they are referring to it as a community impacts consultation, and it will be impacting a lot of communities, and not just in Thurrock either. Obviously, the other side of the river, but being that this is an Essex show, it will impact further afield than just Thurrock. You mentioned earlier about the fact of how do you feel about when you use the Dartford crossing. That crossing would still remain over capacity by Highways England's own figures, even if LTC goes ahead. And the impact that it would have during construction and after throughout the whole of the surrounding areas, not just Thurrock, will be huge.
Are you totally against a new crossing? Because there'll be people listening, Laura, who constantly battling to get through the Dartford Tunnel and over the Dartford Bridge on a daily basis. Are you totally against another crossing?
Not at all, no. I mean, you know, everyone is more than aware of these problems. Whenever there's an incident, it snowballs throughout the area, both sides of the water. And what we actually always say is it would be bad enough, all the destruction, the environmental harm, the impacts to people's homes and lives and everything else that goes with it, if it actually solved the problems, but it doesn't. And since Highways England's own data proves that fact that it won't improve it, when you consider the fact that they're not taking into account how traffic would migrate between the two, how is that meant to be a solution? £8.2 billion, Ben, and it doesn't even solve the problems. It's crazy.
So what is the best option if you, Laura, were in charge of trying to ease the congestion and cope with the traffic flow in Thurrock, in Kent and the Dartford crossings? What do you think should be the solution?
Well, one of our preferred options has always been something that Highways England referred to as Option A14, which is a tunnel that comes from around Junction 2 of the M25 and pops up between 30 and 29. So it will bypass those problem areas that we have. It will be built to modern standards, so you wouldn't need to be turning traffic lights red every 15 to 20 minutes as they do when you're coming back from Kent through the tunnels. So you could actually have free-flowing traffic. It would actually be a tunnel, so the air would be filtered and improve the air quality, and it would take all the national traffic. You're talking about completing the M25 as a true motorway orbital. People seem to forget sometimes at the moment that that crossing is actually the A282. The M25 actually sort of stops and then sort of starts again the other side. We need to actually fill in that gap. Those tunnels are very old now. They're going to need a lot of maintenance work. So why not put in some new tunnels that would actually be fit for purpose in the modern day and would actually take the traffic and solve the problems far better than what's being proposed? Alternatively, there are other options. We've recently learned, and we're doing some research into an improvement to rail lines over in Kent between Ashford and up through to Reading, which would take a lot of freight rail. So you're taking HGVs off the road. There are lots of alternatives that should be considered that simply aren't.
And Laura, when you started the Thames Crossing Action Group, and I mentioned before I started talking, I mean, this is 10 years since it was first announced. Can you believe we're still here consulting?
I think that when you actually start looking into the detail and you see just how inadequate not only the crossing is, but I'm afraid to say Highways England are as well, it's not surprising. Frustrating, yes, most definitely. It should be solved a lot better than this, but it's just not handled adequately. And that is a huge problem when you're talking about a project of this scale, and just adds to the concerns and worries that we all have if this does go ahead, of how bad it would be because of the problems that we're suffering with and the inadequacies that we're experiencing already.
And how bad does it get, Laura, just finally, when there is a problem on the M25 in Thurrock?
It gets very bad. It gets gridlocked. There were numbers of times, previous consultations, where Highways England actually experienced it firsthand because there was gridlock actually outside of venues that they were holding consultation events. It does get bad, but it's not going to get any better. If you look at the detail, as I keep saying, the crossing at Dartford would still be over capacity, and on top of that, traffic won't be able to migrate. If the bridge was closed, for instance, traffic will have to go along the A13 down to Stamford to go up and around the roundabout alongside all of the DP World and Thames Gateway traffic, come back westbound along the A13 to get onto the LTC. There's no access for anyone that's thinking, oh, surely you can just come off of the M25 down the A13 and get onto the LTC. It's not that straightforward, and it's not straightforward the other way coming back either.
Laura, we will leave it there. Laura Blake from the Thames Crossing Action Group. Another consultation on the Lower Thames Crossing. Do you want one or not? 0800 111 40 41. The Executive Director for the Lower Thames Crossing, and Laura referred to it as LTC in a discussion there. Matt Palmer said the Lower Thames Crossing is the most ambitious road scheme in a generation. It will improve journeys, drive long-term economic growth by creating new opportunities for those living, working and doing business in the region, and to play a key role in our recovery from COVID by supporting 22,000 jobs during construction. They go on to say people's feedback has been crucial in developing the project, not just to reduce the impact, but to find opportunities to enhance habitats for local wildlife and create new public parks, woodland and footpaths for the local community. This further consultation is another opportunity for you to have your say before we submit our planning application at the end of the year. And I would like to thank people in advance for once again giving us their time and feedback. And that consultation will be launched. It was announced today, and it will be launched later on, or next month, from the 14th of July for 8 weeks. And I'm sure you won't have heard the last of it on BBC Essex. This